Mark DeGubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, I trust that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have accepted him as your Savior, that you know the joy and the peace and the forgiveness of sin that is available through believing in and receiving and accepting that wonderful, wonderful gift of salvation. He alone can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. We're discussing and considering and thinking about the blessings that are ours through the new birth, through faith in Jesus Christ and eternal life. Oh, there's so much more that is available when one accepts Christ as Savior. There's so many wonderful blessings that are revealed and that are unlocked and that are opened up. And we've been discussing and considering some of those wonderful truths, wonderful benefits, such as in the Old Testament times, the children of Israel had to offer sacrifices every day. They had to offer sacrifices and shed blood. And once a year, the high priest had to go into the holiest of holies and offer blood on the mercy seat for the sins of the nation. But today, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ has died in our stead, in our place, and has made salvation available so that through him we have deliverance from the bondage of sin. Through him we're given the gift of salvation and eternal life that will never pass away. And beloved, so much better, so much more is the blood of Christ. If the blood of bulls and goats sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh in Old Testament times, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works of the old life to serve the living God? Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the Lord Jesus, and what a wonderful age of grace that we're living in, this dispensation of grace, when by grace we're saved. God's unmerited favor is extended to mankind so richly and so abundantly. And then again, we read over in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, though it be tried with fire. You see, trials come into our lives as children of God, and God allows them for a reason and for a purpose, to strengthen us, to build us up in faith, to help us to walk less by sight and to walk more by faith, to trust in him with all of our heart, to not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to recognize that he's at work in our lives and to let him have his way in our hearts. The trial of our faith being much more precious than of gold, though it be tried with fire. What does fire do? It purifies gold. It burns out the dross and leaves the pure gold. And so that's what trials do in our lives. Remember, fire leaves ashes, and the Lord is able to give beauty for ashes. Let me read to you Isaiah 61, and notice what he says there in verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh yes, beloved, beauty for ashes. That's our God. He's able to take the trials and to use the difficulties and the heartaches, the problems that we encounter along life's way, to bring forth the gold of our lives, to make our lives more pliable, more usable, more available to Him, that He might get glory and honor from us. As we read in Job 23 and verse 10, "For He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Yes, beloved, the trial of our faith, God uses it in our life. Many times things happen, many times heartaches occur, many times unexpected things come about, accidents as we call them, and we say, "Why and where's God, and what's going on, and why is the Lord letting this happen, and what's the reason for it?" That's where we learn to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, to know that God loves us, and He's got a reason and a purpose, and He's able to take this bad and terrible thing and somehow use it to bring forth the gold of our life, to make us more usable of Him, to make our life to be more radiant, to shine forth the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, God has a will, and it's in love. It's in love that He allows it and that He brings it about, to use trials to bring forth the gold of our life unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. As 1 Peter 1:7 says, "Remember, beloved, there's more to life than this earthly walk. There's a glorious future in store. There's coming a day when you and I will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. There our works will be manifested, and we will receive rewards for our faithfulness, for the things that have been accomplished in and through our lives, for the beauty that has been drawn out, the gold that has been brought forth through our lives to the honor and glory and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, beloved, that's the purpose of our life. That's what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Beloved, He paid the price to redeem us from our sin. We're His property. We once were under the control of Satan, but Jesus Christ paid the price to buy us away and to give to us life eternal, to make us His own possession. And we're His to use to His honor, to His glory, and to His praise. And so, beloved, yield to Him the right of way. Don't rebel when trials and troubles come, but simply say, "Lord God, have Thine own will, have Thine own way. Thou art the potter, I'm just the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will, while I'm waiting, yielded, submissive still." Oh yes, beloved, yield yourself to the Lord. The pressure that He brings into your life is for a purpose and for a reason, and later you'll see it. I remember an old song, "Further along, we'll know all about it. Further along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by." Yes, beloved, later God will make clear to us the reason and the purpose for the trial, the trouble, the tribulation, the difficulty, that he allows us to go through. And then again, over in 2 Chronicles, over in the Old Testament, remember, beloved, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And there's beautiful truths in the Old Testament that begin to make sense when we understand the New Testament and the truths that are revealed there. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 5 through 11, we read some very interesting statements here. And I want you to read along with me if you have a Bible available. If not, just listen in as I read the text. 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 5 through 11. Moreover, Amaziah, this was gathered Judah, he was the king of Judah. Amaziah gathered Judah together and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, according to the house of their fathers throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. Then he hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel. Because Israel was walking in rebellion, they had an ungodly king. And so this man of God says to Amaziah, do not let the army of Israel go with you, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy, for God hath power to help and to cast down. He said, if you'll walk with the Lord and do things God's way, God will bless you and give you the victory. But if you're going to draw upon these ungodly people for help, then you will fail, and God will not give you the victory. And so what did he say in verse 9? And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? Join us next time and we'll find out. Till then, goodbye.